Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, August 26, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Ambitious oyster restoration project underlines Baltimore's initiatives this week. This Week in Baltimore showcases a commitment to community engagement and environmental restoration. The Waterfront Partnership's Healthy Harbor Initiative, in partnership with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, aims to cultivate 5 million oysters over the next 5 years in Baltimore Harbor and the Patapsco River. The Great Baltimore Oyster Partnership has already grown over 1.3 million oysters, thanks to community volunteers raising oyster spat in gardens. The city also sees cultural and community development with the groundbreaking of a new library in Park Heights, a $19 million project set for completion in 2027. Mayor Scott presents the Downtown Rise Master Plan on Thursday, inviting public input for downtown revitalization. The week ends with the Skydive for Overdose Awareness event in Churchville, symbolizing overcoming fear and embracing transformation in the face of the overdose crisis. Trump administration plans to revoke federal approval for Ocean City Wind Farm. The Trump administration announced plans to revoke the federal permit issued to U.S. Wind for a wind farm off the coast of Ocean City. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management is reconsidering its approval, intending to take action by September 12th. Ocean City, which sued the government last year to block the project, is also involved in the decision. U.S. Wind is fighting to maintain its 2024 federal permit, stating confidence in its legality after a rigorous review process. The company's Vice President of External Affairs, Nancy Sopko, emphasized their belief in the validity of the permit despite ongoing litigation.
Dominion Energy shares fall as Trump wind policies raise risks for Virginia offshore project. Dominion Energy shares dropped 2.7% on Monday, due to the Trump administration's crackdown on offshore wind projects, raising concerns about the future of the company's Virginia development. The administration's actions, including ordering Ørsted to halt construction on its Revolution Wind project and planning to revoke federal approval for the $6 billion Maryland offshore wind project, have added uncertainty. Dominion's Coastal Virginia offshore wind project, a 2.6 gigawatt facility under construction, faces risks. The $10.7 billion project, set to power 660,000 homes, is scheduled to start producing electricity in early 2026. Higher expenses have led to a 9% cost estimate increase. The developments have cast doubt on the U.S. offshore wind industry's outlook, already under pressure from cost and supply chain challenges.
State Roundup. Trump threatens to pull key bridge funds as more attacks guard deployment. Breaking: ICE detains Abrego Garcia, public school math grades drop. In a breaking development, Kilmar Abrego Garcia was detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement after a required check-in, despite being released pending trial on human smuggling charges. Meanwhile, President Trump clashed with Governor Wes Moore, threatening to pull federal funds for the key bridge reconstruction. Advocates warn that Trump's actions could hinder progress in Baltimore. Additionally, Maryland public school math grades have seen a decline, raising concerns. The Trump administration intends to deport Abrego Garcia to Uganda, sparking further controversy. Stay tuned for more updates on these unfolding stories. The largest hydropower station in the world, or the great engine of Tibet tourism? The Yarlung Zangbo River downstream hydropower project in Yingchi, Tibet, is set to be the world's largest hydropower station complex, with a total investment of 1.2 trillion yuan. This project will not only impact the energy landscape, but also boost Tibet tourism. The investment will create job opportunities for engineers, technicians, and construction workers, driving the local economy. The project site, located near the Himalayas, presents geological challenges, but advanced technology is overcoming these obstacles. Improved transportation, including more flights and a train to Lhasa, will make it easier for tourists to visit Nyingchi. As a result, Tibet tours, especially to Nyingchi, are booming, with a significant increase in search volume for tourism-related topics. Experts predict a 20% increase in tourists in Tibet this winter, with Nyingchi expected to see a 30% year-on-year passenger flow growth rate in the third quarter of 2025. The project itself will become a new tourist attraction, attracting visitors interested in engineering wonders. Guide Tibet, a leading tourism company in Tibet, is well-equipped to help travelers plan their Tibet tour and explore the region's scenic spots.
The Way of the Holy Grail, the first cultural itinerary that will measure the footprint of love as a worldwide destination. The YUVD International Scientific Professional Congress on Cultural Tourism introduced the Love Footprint in Destination metric, a new way to measure the positive impact of tourism. Dr. Ana Maffei Garcia's innovative concept evaluates travelers' ethical contributions to destinations, similar to the CO2 footprint. The Congress, attended by esteemed figures like Governor Javier May Rodriguez, highlighted the importance of purpose-driven tourism. The Global Network of Solidarity, Smart, Regenerative, and Circular Routes aims to create a model integrating heritage, sustainability, and solidarity. Dr. Garcia emphasized the need for tourism to leave a footprint of love at destinations. The region-era Tur-IA Cube model, supported by cubes in Benidorm, Altea, and La Nucía, accelerates the transition toward regenerative and circular tourism. These initiatives are set to transform the future of tourism in the 21st century.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.